This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
I think we should ask our next guest about that
yes.
as well.
Jude,
so our next guest.
Jude Munro, the chair of the Victorian Pride Centre, which is going to have a permanent home.
For all of us.
For all of us. For Joy and so many other LGBTI community groups and call them fellow travellers. You must be really pleased. You know, you wouldn't tell us last week, but we've got you back because you made the announcement yesterday. You're a bit like a duck out of the duck season, aren't you? You're thinking about that one, aren't you?
We are thrilled to the back teeth.
Yep.
We are over the moon. As I said yesterday, this is going to be ours in perpetuity.
Yes.
Every Pride March, when we walk by, when we march by, we're going to be able to look at the Pride Centre and say,
That's ours.
So where is it in Fitzroy Street?
So if you can imagine the St Kilda, what was the old St Kilda Railway Station?
Oh, yes, yep.
And it's
which is on Grey Street, corner of Grey and Fitzroy.
Yep. Where the light rail zooms from from Southern Cross Station to there because it's on the old railway network, so it's able to achieve very high speeds along there. It's pretty well opposite that.
Okay.
It's near the corner. I nearly said the corner of Young and Jackson's. Well, that's not quite right. Fitzroy Street and Jackson Street, there's a pharmacist on the corner. It's not that building. It's an L-shaped block formed by two sites. The old Munro's Restaurant.
Yes.
Munroes. Not Munro.
So there's no conflict of interest there. That's what you're telling us.
No conflict of interest. And a car park at the back of the pharmacy, which is a St Kilda, the old St Kilda Council, but Port Phillip Council car park.
Right.
So it's those two sites together. That is around 1,100 square metres. We're after about 6,000 square metres, 5,500 to 6,000 square metres. So you can imagine five-storey building.
Yes.
So we are thrilled. Now, the aspect of being thrilled with this, and I did hear Tass earlier, try and steal my thunder. Thanks, Tass. Council has bought, City of Port Phillip have put a, they've pre-purchased in a sense, but they haven't actually paid the money. So they have an option on the site for $8.95 million plus their car park, which they will give to us at Peppercorn for a dollar. So we will be getting both of those sites. It will end up being freehold.
And this is the really crucial part of this. I mean, I want to acknowledge all the councils that tendered for this and that put in very strong proposals. Port Phillip won, and one of the key things about them winning the tender is, provided we operate a Pride Centre there for 20 years, it's ours.
That's exactly right. So it's freehold. Mm. So I was sort of hinting at this last week when I was on about the difference between freehold and leasehold. And leasehold, if you have it for 99 years, that's almost the same as freehold. But once you get back to 40 years or 20 years, it is a different proposition. So for a council that would offer us, for instance, a leasehold for 20 years, what that would mean would be that at the end of the 20 years, the investment of the building at, say, $25 or $30 million,
goes to the landholder.
It goes straight to that landholder. And they might
release it.
They could release it to the Pride Centre or to some other party. So that was a very important consideration for us. And the City of Yarra and the City of Melbourne both put in very good expressions of interest. And I have acknowledged, and I acknowledge it again today, we got expressions of interest from three councils who each have a long and proud association. Right?
Yes.
When we went to see, for instance, the City of Yarra site, and I happened to be in the vicinity of that statue to Courage.
Yes.
Next to the Fitzroy Town Hall.
The Ralph McLean statue.
The Ralph McLean statue. And Ralph was a dear friend of mine for many years when I lived in Melbourne.
He was mayor for how long?
He was mayor, I think, for about 8 years.
Yeah.
It would
he
be
was Australia's first openly gay mayor.
Yes, I remember.
In fact, I was the first openly gay CEO, probably.
Yeah, you would have been of a local
certainly
government.
Lesbian of a local a local government authority. Yeah, but so Ralph was that. He was so important to us all.
Yes.
And, you know, that wonderful statue of a young man unzipping the lion's suit from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
What a powerful image that is of coming out.
Sure.
And really, I think that's also what the Pride Centre is going to be, is that statement of coming out, that statement that society has accepted us to the extent that we have our own building partly funded from the state government. I just think that's fantastic.
And, you know, the City of Port Phillip, you know, this is a huge amount of money for them to effectively give us, provided we're there for 20 years.
Provided we're there for 20 years. And yesterday in my speech I quipped, there's no such thing as a free lunch, Madam Mayor, to Bernardine Voss, the mayor there, because we know that this street, which is actually one of Melbourne's premier boulevards, Fitzroy Street, there are sections of it that are a bit run down, and I'll say no more about that, but we will be a catalyst for revitalising as well. So we know there's no such thing as a free lunch. We will be part of that rejuvenation of that section of Fitzroy Street.
Guess who's going to be able to look out his office window and see the Pride Centre? Michael Danby.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he will.
Michael Danby.
Across the road.
Yes. I think it's very important to acknowledge also Melbourne City Council.
Absolutely.
And they also put in an excellent proposal. But if I were to talk about both of those proposals, which I'm limited to some extent by probity, both of them had restrictions in terms of the lease type arrangements, as I talked about. There was one that offered what you could call proportional equity on the developed proportion of the land, so not the land itself, but what would be developed above the land and a proportion of that. Both sites, the City of Yarra and the City of Melbourne sites, had current lessees.
Okay.
Right. And so there was a timing issue.
Oh, huge timing issue, Taz, because we would be looking at on one site, there were two properties that were leased, one for 3 and one for 5 years, with further options to renew, with really no information about who would buy them out. Well, that would be an additional cost for us.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't give you the certainty that you have with this Port Phillip option, which, you know, the property is currently vacant and available, and you can get a bulldozer in there tomorrow if you needed to.
Not quite tomorrow, but pretty quick. So vacant possession and freehold, the two combined. And also when we looked at things like public transport.
Yes, at the front because door. You've got the light rail and the tram.
Well, exactly. And with the new Domain Tunnel, With part of Metro Rail, there's going to be a new Domain railway station and access from there. But from Southern Cross, it's 16 minutes. I travelled it the other day, and it's quite quick. So if you were coming from Footscray, I worked it out last night, it's 32 minutes. And this morning we worked out that coming from East Brunswick into St Kilda on the number 96 tram, a very famous tram.
And famous number.
Well, I was actually saying earlier on to Jude that the Lonely Planet Guide recommends a trip on the number 96 tram as a tourist event.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I know a few of my friends who live out Brunswick Way, right? Well, they'd be able to get there in 45 minutes. And yes, given Melbourne's traffic,
yes,
you know, sometimes now, public transport's a lot quicker.
I do have to ask, is there going to be car parking?
Yes.
Good.
There has to be under our arrangement with Port Phillip.
Yeah.
We have to maintain 20 car parks. It is a bit of a discussion we will yet to have about whether we have underground basement car parking. That's quite expensive to build. On the other hand, it can be a long-term proposition
and
in terms
can,
of fund.
It can be an income earner. It can be an income earner.
Exactly, yeah. Mac. You can have a revenue stream. But look, I would like to take the opportunity this morning to talk about the process of how
we actually got here.
So, look, it's all been very quick in a sense. If you look back, we were set up as a board. Well, I suppose the state government made its announcement in May last year. We were set up a board and we became a company on the 18th of October. We've put all of our governance systems in place in that time. We went out to an expression of interest and we got responses from those three councils for four sites in December. The 16th of December. And so there then was an assessment by an evaluation panel, which was independently set up of professional advisors. We've had a due diligence report, which I suppose described each site, went back, checked all of the legals on those. Technical reports, particularly communications from Joy's perspective.
Yeah.
And also reports from an architect in relation to massing and what a quantity surveyor would then cost a build to be. So we've had all of that done. We read all of the stuff and evaluated it. We got the evaluation report and then we finalised that.
The important thing with this, you know, for our listeners is, you know, if Joy had been looking for a site, assuming you had some money, but if Joy had been looking for a site or any of these other organisations that are going to be there, it would have been almost impossible. And the due diligence and the process that you've gone through is actually, you know, we are getting a world-class, we're going to get a world-class centre. We've got certainty about being there. It's not like, oh, we have to move in 5 years' time or whatever. And our community, and, you know, giving you all a warning, the day of the short arm and the deep pocket is over, guys and girls. You're going to have to put your hands in your pockets to help make this what we all want it and we all need it to be. But it means we can invest our time and our money and our passion in this. And this is a monument to our community for the battle that we've had over all these years.
And not only is it a monument, Macca, like the Catholic Church and lots of my people, property equals power.
Yes. And, of course, we'll have the discussion. We're just going to have a very, very quick break. Then when we talk back, I want to talk about, you know, potentially how we as a community can support this financially.
And also what the next steps are.
Next steps.
So we've now got an idea, we've got a site.
Yep.
What happens from here is what I'm keen to learn. So, Jude, what next? What happens now?
Well, I think it's really important for us now to be trying to communicate as widely as possible to the LGBTI community about the decision and why this particular decision. So I've really appreciated the opportunity to explain it here this morning. And just to also make it clear that there was extensive consultation with about 60 LGBTI yep. organisations in developing the evaluation criteria.
Yes.
And that we as a board have been set up, there's eight of us, and that we have made this decision independently based on the best possible facts.
Yes.
It's always hard when people feel, oh, I wasn't consulted about the decision, but really that's the best way to make a decision. And, of course, we talked with the Victorian AIDS Council and the state government about the three shortlisted sites and whether they would be happy with any of them.
Because obviously
they wouldn't
didn't
be any... make the decision. We have
yes.
made the decision
yes.
based on feedback on the three sites, and we didn't ask, oh, can you tell us what you think of each of them? We just said, were there any that were a no-go from their perspective?
Because obviously you don't want to make a decision and then discover, you know, that the AIDS Council, it may not suit their purpose or the government's like...
Not sure as they're actually a financial investor in the project as well.
Mm. So we're in the process of negotiating that with the Victorian AIDS Council, and they're helping us. This is the way I'm phrasing it. They're helping us with the development of the centre.
Great.
Yes.
Right? So we're in the thick of negotiations with them. So if you think about the building blocks for the Pride Centre, there's many components to it. And one of the first ones is thinking about it, yes, it is a building, and the major organisations that are going to be coming in are all facing difficulties with their accommodation
yes.
in the next couple of years. So we've undertaken, we will support them in thinking through what could happen and advocating for them. Then there's the virtual Bride Centre, because not everyone will be physically able to get
yes.
to it. Like, in lots of ways, Joy... Radio acts as a big Pride Centre
yes.
because it connects a community. And I think we will perform that in another way, in a virtual way, and add to same. So steps from here are going to be, we're going to talk about having an architectural competition.
Great.
So we're going to excite interest from architects, and I know that there's a lot of young LGBTI architects and designers out there who would like to send in ideas. So we will have a type of competition. We're working out whether it's just the one competition or whether it's in two stages. We're also thinking about ways of appropriately fast-tracking the development application process. And, of course, we're thinking about fundraising. So fundraising, we will be going to approximately four or five sources. So if I can just talk about those. And, Macca, I know you've got a particular interest in this. You mentioned corporate sponsorship.
Yes, last week.
Last week, and I'd be really interested to talk about that a bit more. But we're going to have a fundraising workshop, so the board's getting the best heads around in that area. In about a week's time, we're going to have an evening workshop where we're going to explore what we can do. We have got a submission prepared for a level of government, so we understand Port Phillip's local, the state's coughed in its 15, and I haven't put it out of the question that we'll be going for more back to the state. Mackie, you've asked some direct questions
about
that.
Of the Premier, yes.
$5 million, thank you very much.
Show us the money, Dan.
So we will explore that if we need to. But, of course, the federal government is the big one.
Mm.
So we are in the process of starting discussions there. And I won't say any more about that. So corporate sponsorship, we think that there's some opportunities, Macca, and very interested in your views about where we might have collaboration spaces
yes.
in the new Pride Centre
Absolutely.
Getting them sponsored.
And this is not, you know, you're not talking millions of dollars. I mean, buildings have lots of components, but if you have the shell and then you're fitting it out, and you say, okay, this meeting room here, that is... You know, the Virgin Room, or that is the Holden Room, or that is the
Smorgans Room,
whatever. and that they that organisation pay for the fit out to it. They also get some access to that room for themselves if they want to have some meetings there or do some events. And I'm not talking about huge rooms, but meeting rooms, boardrooms, those sort of things. That's entirely possible because you're not talking huge amounts of money, and you're talking about something that if you do it now, well, guess what? It's actually going to last forever. So it is a permanent recognition by that company of their support for our community.
Or it could be a time-limited matter. I mean, if you look at things like some of our big stadiums who've changed their names over the years, it's because they get the naming rights for a defined period of time. Now, Etihad Stadium,
exactly.
For example.
Now, I think there's another, you know, we've spoken about charitable status and, you know, that the centre needs to find a way to enable people to make tax-deductible donations. Now, it might be through Joy, it might be through the AIDS Council. It's a tricky area, as you know. You need to make sure that, you know, it's transparent in what's happening. I've already given instructions to my solicitor to change my will, to leave a portion of my estate. You're going to be waiting a while, but to leave a portion of my estate to the Pride Centre.
Macca, that's very touching.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I haven't got a big target on my back yet, but again, and, you know, our community has a history of that. Mm. I'm excited by this because I know what it means for our community. I know what it means for this station, but I know what it means for our community, for the small groups, for the big groups, for the diverse groups. Everyone, this is game-changing. This is...
And the symbolism behind it.
Yeah, this is our future. And I'm not going to tear up, but it's really, really important. And you're going to have my 110% support on all of it. Because I want this to work. I want this to recognise our community. We mightn't be allowed to get married yet, but this is recognition. This is a permanent home. This delivers certainty to our community and to all the people who work for our community in whatever capacity. It gives us a home, and I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
Thank you so much. And all I can say is that we will also be going 110%. Mm. Already people are talking about how quickly we are moving. Some would like us to go a little bit slower.
No.
But I'll tell you what, Macca, and Taz, that's not in my DNA.
No, mine either.
Excellent.
So in my professional life in the past, I was known as a very much a can-do person.
Speedy
getting
Jude.
Things done.
Pedal,
yeah,
pedal,
like that.
Pedal to the metal.
So we will all go 110%. The board is so charged up. I think particularly after yesterday, it was to get to this stage. And now we've got the business case going to government for the release of the $15 million, and that will be on the 18th of April.
Great.
So that will be a trigger for a whole series of other things. It will trigger some things with the City of Port Phillip in terms of purchase. It will trigger, I trust, some further negotiation points with the Victorian AIDS Council. So I just sort of think we will be bringing it home.
Yeah.
Creating our home and bringing it home.
Yes.
That's going to be the next 3 month period is really going to be full bore on that.
How can our listeners continue to keep in touch with the developments around the Pride Centre going forward?
We are in the throes of developing our website, and we will have information regularly posted on that.
Excellent. So what? PrideCentre.org.au. .org.au. There you go. PrideCentre.org.au.
Now we've run out of time. Jude, thank you. Not just for the announcement, but all the work you've done to bring this to fruition. You can feel really proud.
It's been the result of a team effort from many people, many technical advisors, a lot of whom have given their pro bono work. Hall and Wilcox have been outstanding as our lawyers PricewaterhouseCoopers, Cox Architects. Major Projects Victoria have donated effectively $260,000 for the development of the business case.
Wow.
You know, this is really stunning what people have been doing.
It's good shit.
Jude, congratulations.
thank you.
Once again, thank you for the great leadership for our community and for what will be a fantastic project for all of us.
We'll no longer be home alone, Tess.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.